When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Hey everyone, it's a Mesero Monday. We drop new pods on you just about every week, or the fine folks at Mesero are live with us on the Mondays to start the month. And Jennifer Gartenberg joins us now, one of the fine folks over at Mesero. We talked about 529s last week, so if that interests you, go back one podcast. This week we're going to talk about a state tax. And some people call it the death tax. And, you know, we want to find out just really who is eligible for it or not. Broad strokes, Jennifer, I just want to say the vast majority of people never have to worry about an estate tax, right?
Correct. This applies to a very, very small percentage of people. But I think there's a common misconception that it applies to more people. So many people ask about what happens to my assets when I die. Will it cost my children or heirs money to inherit this money? Will they have to pay tax on it? It's a very common question.
Right. Oh, absolutely. For sure. I think we've been taxed our whole lives. So I get the implication right. Like, oh, what's going to happen?
It seems shocking that something would happen and you wouldn't be taxed on
yes.
it like that. Absolutely.
Exactly. So I know this is a moving target and we can explain a little later on, but right now, what's the value amount essentially for, under that amount, you don't get taxed, over the amount you do at a graduated rate?
Sure. So for federal estate tax, which is different than Illinois estate tax, the per person exemption is $12,920,000.
The entire estate, not just your house. You're talking like all the assets in your estate.
Yeah. So it would be everything from your home, your IRAs, your brokerage account, your bank account, if you have expensive art or collectibles, basically all of your assets, less the debt you have, all of your assets. If they are above $12.9 million, you could potentially owe estate tax on that. And if they are below, you would not.
Right. And it's not like if you have $12,920,001, it's taxed on the whole thing. It's graduated just like income tax, right?
Yep. And it's for federal, it's just on the amount in excess of that. So if you had $14 million, for example, you would pay estate tax on just a little over $1 million. And those interest rates are graduated. So they do go up to 40%. So it's a significant tax that you want to try to avoid or minimize if you can.
Okay. What if I pass? Does my spouse get that first, or do they get taxed on it before? And then when they pass, it gets taxed again?
That's a great question. So you can gift an unlimited amount of money between spouses. If a spouse passes or even while they're alive, you can change how accounts are titled and who holds what assets with an unlimited value for married couples. So if a spouse passes away, the married spouse, their spouse would never have to pay estate tax, even if their estate was worth $100 million. So you really can think of it as combining the two, that if you are married, you would not pay estate tax unless your assets were in excess of almost $26 million. So again, this applies to a very small percentage of the population.
You mentioned gifting between spouses. I imagine gifting while you're alive is a great way to reduce the size of your estate. But I know people get all squirrely about gifts because they wonder if they're going to get taxed on gifts. Can you explain that in as simple terms as possible?
Sure. So if you want to give gifts to, you know, your children or grandchildren or what have you, you can give $17,000 a person, or if you're married, that doubles $34,000 per person per year, no taxes. You don't have to file a gift tax return. You don't have to do anything. So for most people, the gifts that they give to family members or friends would be within that $17,000 per person limit. If you would like to give more than that, you know, let's say you are feeling very generous and you buy your children a house or something like that, you wouldn't pay tax on that amount, but you would need to file a gift tax return, which your accountant can help you with. So that $13 million that we were talking about, that's the amount of money that you can gift to someone while you are alive and when you pass away. So if you give away, let's say, $5 million while you're alive, then you'd have, you know, over $7 million left when you pass. It's during your lifetime and when you pass in aggregate. So you still wouldn't pay taxes on any gifts. in excess of that $13 million, but you would have to file an extra tax return if it's in excess of $17,000 a person.
I think you explained it well, but let me just rehash it just in case anyone's confused. So within an individual year, you can give a gift up to $17,000 essentially, or $34,000 for a couple, and the IRS never has to really get involved or know about it.
Yep.
Oh, right? And over that amount, you aren't going to get taxed on it as long as you're still under your lifetime threshold of roughly $13 million. But the IRS wants to hear about it at that point.
Exactly, exactly. And you have to file a return, which is pretty simple, but, you know, there's still increased, you know, accounting preparation costs for the simple return and so forth. So, you know, it's a good thing to talk to your accountant or wealth advisor about to see, are there ways to gift strategically to minimize kind of costs, and, you know, what are the best assets and vehicles to gift in if that's something that you are interested in.
Interesting. And charitable contributions can help you tax time too every year, right?
Yeah, charitable contributions while you're alive and when you pass are very beneficial. So when you're alive, you give a contribution to a qualified 501c3, and that's a deduction on your taxes if you itemize your taxes. When you pass away, and let's say you have $100 million when you pass away, but you are giving the most of them, all but $5 million to charity, even though your assets are in excess of that $13 million exemption, you would not owe any federal estate tax because the charitable contributions kind of come off the top.
Okay. And this is what the numbers are in 2023. We can revisit it in 2026 because it's set to change, but who knows? It could get written in permanently. Exactly. We don't know yet, right?
Exactly. So right now, if nothing changes in Congress, those $13 million numbers that I quoted will go down to about half of that. But, you know, things are always changing. So 2026 is a long time from now.
For sure. And if anyone wants more, always they can talk to the folks at Mesero. But you guys have a specific brochure that kind of addresses this legacy planning, right?
Yep. So it's called our legacy planning brochure. It gives you kind of a checklist to think about now. So if you call 877-MESERO, request the legacy planning brochure, it can kind of walk you through all of this.
That's great. Jennifer Gartenberg, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Nice to be back.
This is good stuff, everybody. All right. We'll drop another pod on you next week.